Sit On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, my name is Sarah Chadwick and I am going to talk about five songs off my new record, Me and Ennui Are Friends, Baby.
And Me and Ennui Are Friends, Baby.
I'm so excited to talk about your new album, Me and Ennui Are Friends, Baby. And it's so raw and emotional and it's just you and the piano. Can I ask, what does this album mean to you?
So with this album, I pretty consciously tried to do something quite different to the previous, to Please Daddy, the previous record, and obviously to the one before. I kind of tried to avoid the what I kind of see as kind of a predictable trajectory of kind of going bigger and bigger in terms of arrangements and instrumentation and stuff. And it was Please Daddy that was obviously quite, or for me, that was quite an ambitious record in terms of, arrangement and the number of people that played on it and things like that. And so I wanted to kind of, pull it back a bit, and also I saw it as a way for me to free myself up for the next record. So now I think because that one was a little bit, or that one's so fast and kind of immediate, then kind of next record I do, I can kind of go any way really, and I don't have to feel forced into any kind of direction. Yeah, I didn't record it at all live, so singing and piano at the same time. I recorded it over one day, and kind of every song was maybe three takes max, because even though I love all of the previous work I've done, or, I respect the intention of the previous work that I've done, I feel like sometimes in terms of when you're doing repeated vocal takes, especially like a lot of the life kind of gets drained out of it. The record before that, Queen Who Stole the Sky, is a live record, and I really liked how the vocals came off in that, and that they're not particularly perfect vocal performances or anything like that, but there's a lot of life and energy in them. And so I really wanted to kind of work the same way with this record, to kind of to capture stuff that sometimes captured in demos and gets lost in recording.
Yeah, and I think it's quite interesting about you saying you're going kind of the opposite direction compared to other people. You're dialing things back. And, even though you have less instruments, it probably is a bit harder because it's you on there. It's more vulnerable. You can hear everything. First single was Every Loser Needs a Mother.
I really like playing that song live because it's quite mean but also quite funny. And I think it seems to come off quite well. The person who it's about texted me the day it came out and just said huge track, which made me think that was quite funny.
You're nothing, you're no one to me. Don't call me with problems, 'cause I'll help and hate myself. The wind I blew in on would freeze. The warmest of blood, why do I always hurt myself? And I'm face down in a street, and I wobble to the beat. But every loser needs a mother. Every drunk I'll make my lover. You're not special, you're another way I give life to my father. And I'm done being careful to you. You tore all my time up, and you never told the truth. Look, hey, you're a project, it's true. A real fixer-upper, fuck it, she deserves you. And I'm nothing, but I'm here, despite my best efforts, dear. Well, every week not a life but a song, but I think that still counts.
I'd like to talk about Full Mood, which is the third single that came out. I really like that song. I feel like it's kind of quite like it's not a tone that I, of songwriting that I kind of play around with too much these days, so it was kind of, I feel like it gives a nice little bit of a breath in the middle of the record.
And there's the wine, and your eyes straight up decorate this room. You got me in a full mood. Let's just casually get drunk and throw some glitter on the road and tell some broad we're gonna fight. We can do it if you want. You don't think you're very bright, and God, you're shining like a star. And we'd rip this town to shreds, thinking of your sweat makes red my blues. Wanna color in the world for you, 'cause you got me in a full moon. Well, you got me in a full moon. Tapping into something in my blood. Well, you got me in a full moon. Well, you got me in a full moon.
So I guess because it's New Zealand, I want to talk about the song I Was Much Better At Being Young Than You Are. That song is quite funny because I actually, it was Jeff, who I record with, asked me about it on the day that we were recording because he remembered me kind of throwing it around as a title earlier in the year, but I'd never gotten around to writing a song for it. And so I quickly wrote that, and it's kind of about being a teenager in Wellington and kind of cutting around at night in Wellington and stuff. And yeah, that, to me, that song very much takes me back to being like 19 and carrying around books in your bag so you look intelligent and things like that.
No one sees the things I do, draining out my eyes, driving round for you. I saw a picture of you not long ago, didn't wanna know you, wouldn't have wanted to. And on my lawn in plain view like a burning cross, run your fingers over me, my love's embossed. Ran under streetlight till my heart stopped. You're not as good at being young as I was. With a book under my arm, baby, and polished concentrated charm. And I knew everyone in town, baby, around me in my mind, the whole city spun. And I never felt that way again. Pure love on my skin. Proud to call him my man. You're not as good at being young as I am. 'Cause I did it wrong. And I made friends with the night. So even when I'm lost inside him, he makes sure that I get home alright. So much starlight in my eyes, causing trouble, chasing guys. And I want them in my funny little room, red satin sheets and cheap perfume. So wind down the windows, baby, give me your hand. And if you never speak to me again, baby, I'll never forget tonight. Maybe
I'll talk about a second single, that At Your Leisure song. That song's quite funny to me because it's like super specific in terms of what it describes, and you know, still people kind of say to me, oh my god, that's so relatable, I'm seeing a guy exactly like that. And it's quite crazy. I don't know how much more specific I can kind of be, you know, to keep things a little bit for my own kind of narrative. I think the beginning part is kind of, I don't know, in a way, kind of like me trying to do like a bit of a Brian Eno kind of thing with the piano, which probably doesn't sound like it at all, but I think that was the intention behind it.
You drag my clothes off, I'll give you head parked at the lights. I tell a select few dozen friends here from your wife. Enjoyment, and I can't measure. avoid the talking. Don't expect you to understand. You are a holiday, I am a water slide. I'll never wash your clothes, you'll never be my guy. And is it all for this song? And if it is that wrong? I didn't want to find love, and now it's burnt on my heart. And you're a classic, you're a clown. I'm a depressive, always down. Never sober, I've decided. The way you treat me's uninvited. And you have terrible taste. And our love's such a waste. And I'll quit one of these days, but not till my tears go away. Call me when you wanna ride, and call me when you want to wine, and call me when you have the time. And but you'll never call me mine.
Let's talk about the first song on the record, which is A Mother's Love. I really like it because I think the lyrics are quite clever in that, you know, saying something like, mothers never love me, baby, that's why you should, which is the first line, or father's always dying, baby, that's why you will. To me, that's quite funny because you're basically basing all your opinion on the research of one thing, which cracks me up. Yeah, and I like the end of the song when there's the kind of lyrics that kind of describe like a restaurant scene, and it kind of sounds to me like the person who's talking in the song is kind of keeps getting distracted by the fact that the weight is shit, and I quite like that.
And mothers never love me, and baby, that's why you should fill me up with mother's love like my mama never could. And father's always dying, and baby, that's why you will. And me and my broken heart, another day amongst the rubble. And brothers buy their time, and they aren't much for showing. So you disappear, and I don't know where you're going. And just give it to me, here it is, I brought a glass. I fucking had it for a second, then I lost it, no one else can take a chance like me. Well, I said like a woman, that letter never sent it. It doesn't matter, cause you only like the smell of my hair, cause I buy perfume. And to be honest, it's exhausting keeping up this act of loving perfect bloom for you. And you said you'd never love me, but that's bullshit. You never had love. How could you know it? Well, surely I can stand, and I did it, it was nothing, but life is proving harder than I thought I could suffer. Time swallows me like sinking sand, and I'm goggling and I'm wobbling, and I felt like such a person with you, then I
was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.